The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing the show. What's with this air quality, that hazy, kind of hazy early June day there? But they say if the wind kicks up, it will blow the haze out. But hey, let's just say it's a less than desirable picture perfect day by any means here in Tucson, Arizona on this Tuesday, June the 5th, 2018, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Let's go right to Washington, the nation's capital. Terry Bracey, our expert on D.C. and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson among their clients, and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm great. Sounds like your weather is, well, it's summer in Tucson.
It is summer in Tucson. Lots to talk about, but before we do, Washington is kind of the epicenter for a sport city with the Capitals on the verge of perhaps bringing home the Stanley Cup. They've got a nice edge there, three games to one over the Vegas Knights. And then the Washington Nationals, not halfway bad this year.
Well, we're having kind of a sports renaissance. we haven't had a championship around here in a long, long time. You have to go back to the football team back in 1992 or something. And so it's been a long time here, and the Caps have also captured everybody's attention. I've never been much of a hockey fan because I never played it as a kid, but it's fascinating to watch, and they finally figured out how to televise it so you can see the puck and you can get a feel for how fast that game is.
Yeah, you have to be a terrific athlete to be a hockey player. I mean,
oh my gosh,
it's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, politics, I was very impressed with a column in the Wall Street Journal, and I called your attention to it. I think when I called your attention to it Saturday, you had already seen it, Peggy Noonan's column on the subject of trust and the lack of it in today's world. Terry, how much do you think this factor is affecting the chaos in the Capitol these days?
Oh, Bill, it's really a big problem. The legislative process has always depended on trust, the idea that your word is your bond. And that principle has been sadly devalued in the last few years. I think it goes along with the attack on objective truth, the idea put out there by the new administration of alternative facts.
Ah, the alternative facts. Plenty of examples out there on that, right, Terry?
Well, here's a simple one. The Trump inauguration, the president claimed, or president-elect claimed, he had the largest crowd that ever attended an inauguration. And so objective observers started counting and whatnot and took pictures from above, and it proved that it was about half the size of the Obama crowd. But President Trump's staff continued to make these claims in the face of, you know, is it your claims or my eyes? I believe my eyes. And so they invented then, and we have an alternative fact for you. You have your view, we have our view. So basically they've been reducing objective facts to opinions. So everything's just an alternative opinion.
And how does that matter in the impact on governance?
Well, it really matters. The great philosopher Hannah Arendt, who was a real favorite of mine, in her famous essay on truth, pointed out democracy can only stand if truth is preserved. She pointed to Hitler and the other fascists, And notice that their first act was to attack the press, campaign against the Fourth Estate as conspirators and liars. As they took power, fascists promoted their alternative view of events and eventually succeeded in achieving what's known as organized lying. Thus, while deep down the German people knew there were death camps, they accepted the organized lie that there was no Holocaust.
So when Peggy Noonan calls for more trust, she's also calling for truth, correct?
Well, that's the way I see it. One really cannot have trust unless there's a truthful understanding among people based on facts. Mm-hmm. And it's just not President Trump, frankly, who's contributed to the skepticism of the American public. Our generation, Bill, we went through the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly lied to by President Johnson and President Nixon about the purpose and the progress of the fighting. A whole generation learned not to trust the government, which really elected Jimmy Carter, who ran on the theme, "I will never lie to you," and won. So again, decades, and just to move forward, how about the Iraq War? We went into that, according to President Bush, to stop a nuclear program that didn't exist. So others have contributed to the climate of skepticism, although I think President Trump has brought it to a whole new dangerous level.
So Terry Bracey, how do we restore trust, civility, and truth?
Well, I think we need to rebuild from the bottom. As individuals, parents, teachers, media figures, local officials, we need to bring back emphasis on the truth and on working together based on the truth and on facts. I've always found, Bill, maybe you have, that if I trust someone, I usually gain their trust in return.
That's correct.
And sure, I've been burned a few times, probably you have, but not many. At the same time, we must never, ever accept the normalization of lies. You know, we have to insist that our leaders stick to the truth or we throw them out of office. There are so many falsehoods floating in the air these days, we come to accept them as normal. We can't. We must stand up and defeat this attack on the truth. I hate to be preaching, but this is a serious matter and a threat to our democracy.
I tend to agree with you. Terry, a quick question about the North American Free Trade Agreement. What are you hearing in our nation's capital? How is that renegotiation going? On the surface, out here in Arizona, it doesn't, and of course, NAFTA is so important to the border states. How do you think it's going, and is there a future for it?
Well, it's kind of up in the air right now, I'm sorry to report. From what I hear and read, they had arrived, Canada, U.S., and Mexico, about a week ago. They had arrived at kind of a final document. And then at the last minute, the U.S., in the form of Vice President Pence, insisted that the agreement only lasts for 5 years. Well, people thought this was a permanent agreement. Canada walked out, you know, saying that this last-minute demand would kill investment that requires a long-term commitment. So the latest gossip here is that the U.S. will now seek to do separate deals with Mexico and Canada. And I don't know. This whole trade policy is unusual.
Well, it seems to be very, as they say, Terry Bracey, fluid. It seems to change.
Yeah, fluid. Yeah,
there you go. And then I'm sure everybody in D.C. is going to be keeping a very close watch on what's coming up on the Singapore summit. Really now in less than about 10 days, less than 10 days.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one where maybe I'm hoping that we can give a plus to President Trump. I'm really hoping for that. I mean, the fact that we are having a summit, that the two countries are talking, it's really not new. I mean, we've been talking for a long time. But the idea that the president would go out and have a summit with North Korea and let North Korea get all of this publicity beforehand is either a mistake or very generous. I like to think it's generous. and that maybe it will bring about at least a first deal, which will, you know, take war out of the picture.
All right, Terry Bracy, thank you very much, and we will talk to you in early July. Thanks very much, Terry.
Okay.
All right, we want to tell our listeners about Mona's Danish Bakery, one my favorite bakery. Here in Tucson, Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owners Steve and Sherry do just a lovely job with all of their baked goods, the breads especially. For your sandwich this noon hour, Steve and his team of bakers were up very early creating that bread, so it would be very, very delicious on your sandwich. And how about one of those luscious brownies for dessert? They're open right now for lunch, Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our fine partners. Shelley Fishman is next. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Many people ask me what it will take to make our community a better place. Well, it takes all of us. Our greatest resources are retired people with a lifetime of experience, skills, and resources that could be used to transform our community. Many of you come from somewhere else and haven't fully connected. Our community needs you and needs you now. I encourage you to find a nonprofit or church and join them in helping to transform Tucson. Your retirement could be the most productive time in your life. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday during the noon hour, we have a newsmaker interview with Dr. Mark Stegeman. Dr. Stegeman is the TUSD board president. Plus, we'll talk with Marana Mayor Ed Honing. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Anywhere in the world, live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I'm going to consult with Shelley Fishman right now. How are you, Shelley?
I am well, Bill, and that's the truth.
That is the truth indeed. Silly me, I thought, I asked you before the segment, how are we doing this year? And for some reason, I was thinking we were kind of flat on the year, but we're still in the red.
A little bit below. The year started off gangbusters. January just went crazy and everything was wonderful. And then it didn't. And things came down. We are now in all three indices, you know, around flat, you know, a little negative in one, a little positive in the other, I think. But the thing that is so interesting is that we are now almost at a record number of days where we haven't hit a new high on the S&P, which is really unusual because we kind of get ginned up, you know, by the great market performance that we saw after the election and for almost a full year, or actually for a full year thereafter. But we have been now stuck in this range between 24,000 and 25,000. Last week, it was a short week, but last week we had, you know, an up 300 day and then a down 300 day, and we actually wound up a tiny bit on the NASDAQ and the S&P, but down a little bit on the Dow.
That was the week we had the concern over Italy.
And that exactly. That
but
was
we the, also, it was the week we had a pretty good employment picture.
There was no bad news in that employment picture.
Right.
It was, first of all, it wasn't exceptional. It was good news. If you were to do, you know, the reduction lines and see where it stands compared to the last 8 or 10 months, it's right in line. So we had a couple of bad months, we had a couple of good months. This one, 230,000 new jobs, was really great. Some other indicators within that report were also nice. Not great, but nice. We had job wage increases of about 2.7% on an annual basis. Now, that's, you know, not wonderful, especially when you look at about 1.7% inflation. So that means the real increases are about 1%. Well, 1% is certainly not what you and I grew up expecting every year, but it's not bad. We had some GDP numbers for the first quarter revised down a click. So I think we went from 2.3% to 2.2% increases for the first quarter, but most economists are now looking for a better second, third, and fourth quarter that will probably cause between 2 and 3 rate increases by the Fed. So what we're seeing in markets is they react on an almost instantaneous basis to good news and bad news, but then pull back as people try to absorb the news and find out what it means. So remember, Bill, the markets are considered to be a leading indicator of where the economy is going. Now, if that's the case, this kind of flatness that we've had for the past 5 or 6 months would indicate that the economy is going to flatten out a bit. Now, I'm not suggesting that the market is always a good prognosticator of that kind of thing, but historically, it has been a leading indicator. So the question then becomes, how long does it take an economy to really absorb policy changes and convert those policy changes into economic results? And that's a really Interesting question. I'm going to leave it at the word interesting. Interesting question. Now, we had the Trump administration today calling this the best economy in, you know, U.S. history. Well, that's nonsense. It's not. But it's not bad. It's pretty good economy.
A little bit of hyperbole.
Hyperbole. In the 90s, we had 4% GDP growth. We've had periods since the Second World War that have exceeded this. The employment number, 3.8%, is a really great number. However, when you couple it with the employment penetration rate, in other words, how many people who want to work are really working, that number is higher than it needs to be. And a lot of the people that are in the current 3.8% unemployment number, that number of people who are employed today aren't always people who are either employed at the same levels that they were prior to the Great Recession or are working full-time rather than part-time. In other words, we have a lot of part-time workers in there. So the 3.8 number is a wonderful number. Let me not be in any way ambiguous about that. But when you peel it back a little bit, you see that there's some weakness. We had some real good stimulus from the tax reform that was done because essentially corporations got a 40% tax reduction.
Right.
That's a good thing. We also saw some stimulus coming in from companies that have repatriated funds. That's great. That new money coming into the states from overseas where it was parked is a great thing. But what happened to that money? Well, for the most part, that money went to stock buybacks. That is not stimulative. It gives rich people who already have plenty of money more money. Now, you know, if you're a rich person, that's a good thing. But if you're in the middle class, waiting to see not a one-time bonus of $1,000 or $2,000, listen, that's not bad, but it ain't great. If you're really waiting to see a good raise and that's not happening, then you wonder, well, where is all of this money from the tax reform going? And so what we're seeing from economists who are taking a look at what is likely to happen for the rest of the year and then what's likely to happen in the following 2 years, we're seeing very modest forecasts. We're seeing that, you know, this year, somewhere between 2.5% and 3%, the administration is looking to the high side of that. The Fed Reserve is probably looking to the low side of that. But next year, the general consensus among economists is that we'll be, you know, somewhere south of 2.5%, and that we could go into a recession in 2020. So some manufacturing numbers are up, and that's good. We're seeing very nice performance in the petroleum sector. Some of the interesting things about manufacturing is that the stuff that had really fallen off has been stimulated by some of Trump's policies to give us, you know, some excess capacity that is filling up in some stuff that we had really kind of offshored and had forgotten about. So some of these policies are working their way into the real economy. A lot of them are not. And so we have to keep in mind, and have to get this back to what I do for a living, which is, of course, sell stocks and bonds and help people understand their financial lives and their financial planning, that we really do not have an excellent consensus on where the markets are going after this 8-year bull market. So again, and I've been saying this now all year, we have to be cautious. People need to keep what's beneficial for them in the forefront of their financial planning, not get too far out on a limb by, you know, irrational exuberance, because right now what we're seeing from markets is caution. And if you see that for a week or two, you blow it off. If you see that for 4 months, then you take it seriously. And so my recommendation to our radio audience and to my clients is that we have to be very cautious about where we're going with our investments, because the market is giving us indications that it may just stay flat for a while.
Well, look, last week, you know, you had the 300 up, 300 down, and by the time it's all absorbed, it seems like, yeah, it's flat, but there's a taste of negative, if that makes any sense to you.
Absolutely, because when
you see
there's
that bad taste still, okay?
When you see a market drop 300, 350 yeah. points in the morning, even if it recovers,
yeah.
you get fear.
Yeah. Still a bad taste in our mouths.
Generated, the volatility is caused by uncertainty. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty. I mean, we still have the Korea thing. The Italy thing hasn't gone away. We still have a lot of populist or right-wing governments coming into power in some of the smaller countries in the EU. So those things are troubling to investors who really believe, as I do, that open markets and free trade are critical to success. Oh. Now, that's a very Republican, traditional way of thinking, but not anymore.
Okay.
So that's what's so, I think, fear-making among big investors right now.
Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Some exciting news from one of our fine sponsors, Green Things, teaming up with Zocalo. Zocalo has been known for years for carrying great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. Well, Zocalo is going to be moving over to Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And here is the good news. All that great Zocalo merchandise is now at a drastically reduced rate because they've got a pre-moving sale going before Zocalo moves over to Green Things. Zocalo, located near the corner of Country Club and Broadway, check it out. And that there are some real buys over there right now at Zocalo. Let's welcome now one of the four Republican candidates in the Congressional District number 2 race, and he is Brandon Martin. Mr. Martin is from Sierra Vista, living in Sierra Vista since 2006. He has served with in the past the U.S. Army Reserves for 11 years. He fought in Afghanistan as an Army intelligence officer. He's been working in Sierra Vista at Fort Huachuca and has had a very important job down there, but he had to resign from that to run for Congress. Brandon, it's nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about how all of this, what was the genesis of this, the idea and then becoming action to run for Congress?
Well, it all started back when those planes hit the towers on September 11th. I joined the Army and then went to Afghanistan and started to care more and more about why things were happening and the politics behind defending the Constitution and the nation. And I started working on Fort Huachuca there as an initial entry training instructor. And then I went to work for the Secretary of the General Staff. And I don't think that our government is operating within the confines of the Constitution, and I don't think that the people are well represented anymore, and you can see that right here in my race. So I was at the point where I said, I have to do something, I have to step forward and step up to the plate, and that's what I'm doing.
And this has required a sacrifice on your part. As I say, you had to resign from a very good job at Fort Huachuca.
Well, yeah, I did, and I would make that sacrifice again, if you will, but there are people that have sacrificed a lot more to save our republic, and this is my part, and if the people can get behind me, I'd love to have them and represent them.
Let's talk about the issues that are, let's kind of go through your list of issues. What do you put at the top, Brandon?
Border security, number one. We have the southern border here, and being from Sierra Vista, and we see those things. Just recently, there was a camp found in South Tucson here, and we have people being smuggled across the border illegally, drugs, the opioids. I mean, it's affecting our community.
What else is at the top of the list?
National security. I have a good handle. I'm the best candidate on national security in this race, and I believe that we need to retool our military, reload, and start protecting America.
How would you handle the so-called Dreamer situation? Would you be hard line in that case and send all of the Dreamers back to where they came from?
I would. I would send anyone that's here illegally. We have laws, and those laws should be enforced.
How would you do that, Brandon, rounding up everybody?
Well, I am very concerned about these people. I do have a heart, and so I would give them every opportunity to work with the government to turn themselves in so we could find the best situation possible to help these individuals out. And if they don't choose to do so in some sort of time frame, then we move to other measures as far as ICE and deportation and whatnot.
Is what some might say a very small effort with putting military on the border? We've done some of that individual states, but you don't think that's enough. What approach would you take? How far would you go as far as military on the border?
Well, you have certain concerns there, like Posse Comitatus and
right.
others. And right.
right
now, these troops that are on the border, while they're doing a good thing and allowing the Border Patrol to maybe stop doing certain things to get on the border, they're not being used effectively. We need actual troops on the border. We have troops, the 2ID, guarding the DMZ and the Korean Peninsula. And we think that's something that's worth protecting over there. And I believe that our southern border and our citizens here are worth protecting.
Now, this is a four-way race. What, Brandon, separates you from the other candidates?
Well, I think that the other candidates, one, are establishment, or they just try too hard to win your vote. And you can see that they're not genuine and they have very little substance to their message. So I want to, one, secure the border, rebuild our military, and then go to Washington and kill the federal overreach, whether it's the $21 trillion debt, the threat to our constitutional rights. So those things need to be addressed, and it's going to take someone with strong leadership that's going to say no and is going to let the people know back home, this is why I voted on a bill, and if you choose to keep me in Congress or whatever, that is the path we're taking.
Now, you did, as you say, you enlisted after 9/11. What is your background? Where are you from, and what were some of the influences on you growing up, Brandon Martin?
Well, I'm from a small town in southern Indiana called North Vernon. And the closest one that you might have heard of was Seymour, Indiana. John Mellencamp wrote a song about it called Small Town. And
I know that song, Small Town, yep.
So I grew up going to ice cream socials and fish fries and 4-H fairs.
So you're a small town guy.
I am a small town guy, yes, farming community. And joined the military and came out here to reclass as an Army interrogator. And went over to Afghanistan, and I love the area so much that when I got back from Afghanistan, I decided to return to Sierra Vista and make it my home.
How was your military experience?
It was good. It was eye-opening. You know, seeing different cultures around the world, learning things that you never knew existed. And it's eye-opening, and I got to defend my country and fight for the Constitution and freedom, and it's been a great experience.
Do you feel that the Constitution is under threat at this point, Brandon Martin?
The Constitution, sure, the Constitution, but it's our natural rights that are being threatened.
And such as the natural rights being?
Well, we have the Second Amendment, we have illegal searches and seizures with the foreign, with the 702 vote that just happened recently in the Foreign Surveillance Act, 10th Amendment rights. The entire Constitution is, I would say, in jeopardy. Right now we have an attack from the left, and they're not showing any signs of letting up. They're only circling the wagons, getting stronger.
How have you structured this campaign? You're living in Sierra Vista. How do you get the word out? Probably limited funds. Has that been kind of an issue for you, raising money?
Well, we're raising enough money to do what we need to do, but we've been knocking on a lot of doors, and I have the best supporters in this district. I knock on doors, they help me, and I go around meeting people as often as possible, whether it's Green Valley, and I've got an event in Green Valley tonight after this, and I'm just going to keep talking to everyone that's willing to listen, and if they can get on the, you know, on board for freedom and individual liberty, I'd love to have them.
And when you have these forums, and usually all four candidates show up, or is that not right?
No, that's not right. And recently, Dan Scheer from Green Valley News wrote an article on it. And we have one, Leah Marquez Peterson, that will not debate. And to point out to the people the truth, we created a website, leftwingleah.com. And on there, she talks about, in the presidential election, how there was a need for debate and a Hispanic moderator, and I think it's extremely hypocritical of her to not come out and debate people and tell the people what her issues are.
All right. Where can people find out more about you? I know you're very active on social media.
They can go to my website at martinforfreedom.com or Facebook, Brandon Martin for Congress, and we post our events up there, and come out, join us, talk to me. Let's see how I can assist you.
How about your own family?
My own family, great support. Have great support from my family.
I understand you're
that.
A proud papa, right?
I am, yes. I have a 6-year-old daughter. She's wonderful. And, you know, the great family support.
Are you a religious man?
I am, yes. I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. And has that shaped your values, do you think?
Definitely. And, you know, as a Christian, you know, like any other person out there, I have my faults, and I try to improve on them every day.
You said there's an event tonight. Do you want to tell our listeners about it or what?
Yeah, it's fine. Tonight's going to be a fundraiser that's being hosted by some people in Green Valley for me. I think it was a limited invitation event, but we have more that are open to the public.
Okay, and again, go to your website to find out about your events.
Absolutely. You can go to our website, Facebook, we post, and we'd love for you to come out to the ones that are up there.
All right. Brandon, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Brendan Martin is a candidate in CD2. He's one of four Republicans in that race and won't be long before early voting will begin. I think it starts right around August 1st, so just around the corner. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for six new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare, are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. A kind of, we can call it a hot week in Tucson. Temperatures around 105. That means a good time to get away to a place that's cooler. And about 3 hour drive from here is Silver City. And they have that mile high elevation, which makes for very pleasant days, probably 10 to 15 degrees, certainly cooler than Tucson. Great opportunities over there to kind of hang out, explore historic Silver City, just hang out in a lovely environment, do some hiking and camping. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of great places to stay and visit in Silver City and Grant County. It's time for our monthly segment. We call it Your Meds. It's all about taking control of your health care, not only your medication, but really all phases of your health care. Our Your Med segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He's founder and now emeritus, president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, the creation of Credible Meds. Credible Meds is one of the world's most trusted sources on medicine. It's incredibly easy to use. Pretty much you type in the medicine you are taking. You'll find out all about interactions and on the Credible Meds website, and that is crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm quite warm, but I'm quite good.
Yeah, I mean, June is kind of one of these months in Tucson you just kind of try to get through.
Yeah, you got to just put your nose down and it'll be over before you know
it. One day at a time, and it's like we are on the rainy season countdown, right? Within who knows, maybe within 30 days we'll start to get our rains. There are a couple of things I want to talk to you about. One kind of is something we've talked about on the program really repeatedly, and that's about minerals and vitamins. And really, are they necessary for you to take? This is kind of old business made new again and reinforced by a study that has come out, which is a new study. What's the latest thinking on that?
Well, you're right, Bill. We've talked about this a lot. And in the past, we've had either no data or little data, but we're now getting a pretty clear picture of what's going on. And the other reason to talk about it is because it's such a factor of magnitude. I mean, everybody worries about their health. And in this country, one out of two people are taking a vitamin and supplement.
And spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month.
$30 billion as a country for these medicines. And if you're over age 65, 68% of people are taking a vitamin. And a third of people are taking four or more vitamins or minerals or supplements. So we've invested a ton into this, and we've been promised better health. And the U.S. government, the National Institutes of Health, has spent over $2.4 billion testing these. And now we're starting to get a picture. The study that came out this week is from the Canadian government that looked at all those studies, most of them paid by our taxpayers. Those 179 randomized trials where people were randomized to go onto a vitamin or a mineral or not, and then see what happens. And the picture that we're getting is pretty bleak. If you look at multivitamins, vitamin A, B6, C, D, E, calcium, zinc, iron, magnesium, selenium, beta-carotene, all those did nothing. In hundreds of thousands of people that took them, had no improvement in their heart disease, no reduction in stroke or heart attack. Vitamin E, niacin, which is vitamin B3, and the antioxidants that we hear all about actually increase the risk of death in these studies. So that's pretty scary. Now, the good news was there was one vitamin, folic acid, that did seem to be associated with reduced stroke.
How much of that would you have to take? I mean, did they get into that at all?
Well, I think it's the recommended daily allowance for supplementing.
Folic acid is something definitely to look at.
Definitely need to look at that. If you're at risk for stroke, if you had high blood pressure, you may want to talk to your doctor about whether folic acid supplements could be harmful. You know, we routinely have pregnant women take folic acid. That's been known for a long time to be good. And now this data is out of all those billions of dollars that have been spent. That's the only thing that looks like it may be worth pursuing.
What do we do then to prevent heart disease?
Well, there's some very commonplace things that we can do that aren't often thought about. You know, if you want to reduce, there are four things you can do to reduce heart attacks by 40% in the next 4 years life. Don't smoke, and don't be exposed to secondhand smoke. Keep your body weight under control. And, you know, you can go online and find out what a BMI is, your body mass index. Keep that below 25. But mainly it's just keep your weight down and be reasonable. Eat a balanced diet with at least 5 fruits and vegetables each day. exercise regularly in a way that gets your heart rate up. It's about you need to do that for 150 minutes a week, and it could be just walking fast. And those four things will reduce your heart attack and stroke risk by 40%.
Yeah, I just saw, I think it was today's New York Times that, you know, they do that, the health section on Tuesdays. And I, that 40% figure, I recall, jumped out at me. They were talking about the dangers of smoking.
Right, exactly.
And that you can, that it cuts overall risk of death by 40% if you don't smoke.
And put it in perspective, if you take statins for high cholesterol,
right,
that only reduces 10%. So you can get four times more bang for your buck by just eating a good diet, exercising, and not smoking.
Well, so bottom line about the minerals and supplements?
Don't waste your money on them. Eat a good diet. Keep your weight down. Do those four things. And if you have any questions, talk to your physician. They can give you the most recent data. Most doctors are keeping up with these studies because they've there was a great article by recently the head of cardiology at Banner UMC was quoted. She instructed her dad years ago to start taking vitamins and minerals and baby aspirins. Mm-hmm. And now she says, I've called him up and said, Dad, I'm sorry, I was all wrong. Please stop.
Don't bother.
So doctors are recognizing that the data now are now in. We used to think because they can't do any harm, it won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they spending $30 billion can't hurt.
Yeah, hurt you in the pocketbook, for
and,
sure.
And some of these products are contaminated, and they aren't
right.
They are not FDA regulated.
We don't know where some of them are made.
Right. And yeah, if you have a bottle of a vitamin or a mineral or a supplement, and it says this product has not been evaluated by the FDA, that's a red signal.
How about this front page piece in the Arizona Daily Star? Over 5 years, Medicare recipients, Dr. Woosley, filled fewer prescriptions for branded drugs but wound up paying more anyway.
Yes.
So the cost of brand name drugs has gone way up.
Right. And the cost of non-brand name, the generic drugs, has gone way up. And a lot of drugs have gone over the counter. And if you go to the drugstore like I just did to buy some allergy medicines,
right,
my favorite allergy medicine, costs 50 cents a pill.
Hmm.
I mean, that's huge. And back to the Medicare expenditures, mm-hmm, I mean, the fraction of money spent on medicines has gone up fourfold. And our current leadership in the country have promised to do something about this. But they don't get at the core problem, which is Congress made it so that drug companies can set the price and they have no voice in it. There's no required negotiation of that price. Our government and our taxpayers have to pay what industry wants to charge.
Well, the sky's the limit, it seems, doesn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. $500,000 for a year's treatment with some of these new medicines. $500,000 per person.
Generics, how are they doing? I mean, they should be less, but they're still going up.
And it's all because there's, I mean, we hoped that people would compete, but these companies get the, there's enough market out there that they can charge anything they want, and generic drug prices have skyrocketed. Now, for the public, you should always ask and try to get a generic drug, but you should also ask your pharmacist, is this the least expensive way for me to pay this?
Hmm.
It may be cheaper in some cases to pay out of pocket than pay the copay.
Hmm. So, and some people do have a reluctance, I know, for generic. That shouldn't, that's really unfounded, isn't it?
It really is. These generic drugs, if you're going to a reputable drugstore, they buy products that have been extensively tested and found out to be exactly bioequivalent. They will do whatever the brand name drug has done, and they're required to show that they do that before they can sell those generics.
How about credible meds? How easy is it? I mentioned at the beginning that it's a very easy way to check out what drugs you are taking.
Just go to your web browser and type in Credible Med or even Credible M, and you'll see Credible Meds pop up.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1,000 visitors a day, and every day 30% of those are new visitors. So it's growing like crazy because it is not only easy to get to, it's easy to navigate. There are pages for the public. There are pages for physicians and healthcare providers, and then research scientists who use our data also.
If you type in your generic, you're going to get really what that is a generic, what it is for, right?
It will tell you what it's for. Right. It will tell you what heart risk it might have, and it will allow you to go to sites that will help check for drug interactions.
Yeah, because some of these drugs can play havoc with arrhythmias.
Indeed. There are about 40,000.
You have to be so careful.
40,000 deaths every year from sudden death and arrhythmia due to drugs, medicines.
All right, Dr. Woosley, CredibleMeds.org. Very easy to navigate that website. Thank you very much. We'll see you in early July.
Thank you, Bill.
Where's the year gone?
I know. Happy 4th.
There you go. All right, coming up, we've got Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Mike is the host of the show, and Ray Allen ably assisting Mike on the other side of the glass. That's from 4 to 6 today. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster. We're going to talk with Mark Stegeman. Haven't had Dr. Stegeman on the show in a while. He'll be talking about what's going on with TUSD. Dr. Stegeman is the board president there. On behalf of Dr. Woosley, Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.